Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, world. There sounded like a little bullfrog for a second. I could have sworn I heard a bullfrog. Anyways, did you hear it?
I didn't hear a bullfrog.
I thought I heard a burp, like a little bullfrog burp. Anyways, this is Tess, and this is Some Say I'm Gifted. I'm here with my two amazing friends, hostess people, Morgan and Danielle. Ladies, say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danielle.
Hey, guys. I'm Morgan.
And as we are trying to start our amazing traditions and continue them, I shouldn't say start, but continue, we would like to acknowledge a local business. They're not local to us, but they're local, if that makes sense. The Buckeye Gypsies, who are an amazing married duo of gypsies that make and things, anything from ointments, oils, oil, all kinds of stuff. Banish number two, ladies. I know you've probably seen the Banish number two. It's a potty spray. Mm-hmm. They make all kinds of cool stuff. Tumblers, all those things. That's the local business we would like to spotlight this week. But we have some exciting news. Ladies, guess what? Guess what?
What? What?
Well, first I should probably ask how your day's going. How's your day going so far?
It's going great.
It's pretty good. Got to investigate some donuts, so that was fun.
Are you, I mean, no pun intended, but are you a cop? I mean.
Well, I was a little disappointed it wasn't cocaine sprinkled on the donut, but.
We tried to tell you it was coconut.
Well, disappointing.
Could have the same effect to some people, but, you know.
What are you?
Possibly me. Possibly me and Danielle, because we both, our eyes got big, like.
Very happy about the coconut.
Yeah.
Yes. Snort that coconut. Yeah.
It smelled like coconut cream pie.
It smelled like coconut lotion, or like. Real strong coconut.
You eat a lot of coconut lotion?
We don't need to talk about it.
I have a little sister that used to...
Is the air conditioning...
Yes, it scared me to death.
Yes.
I used to have a little sister that ate lotion. Okay. I mean, I still have her. She just doesn't eat lotion anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. She also drank a whole bottle of pure vanilla, which is nothing but alcohol.
Oh, that's disgusting.
She was a baby when she did that.
Okay, so that wasn't like a choice.
No.
Like a conscious choice.
For her, because she was a little, and lotion that had a high alcohol content, she wouldn't eat. It was crazy. Like, we'd have to hide lotion from her.
Wow.
I'm not telling you which one it was.
Yeah.
But, ew. Okay, so guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to, well, mail. Anybody that ever watched Blue's Clues knows what that's from.
Oh, I watched Blue's Clues, but I never ever heard that since I was like a baby.
Well, he has a podcast now.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Where it's called a listening podcast, but we'll talk about that another day. Anyway, guys, guess what we're doing today? We are unboxing a magical box that we received from none other than the Buckeye Gypsies.
Woo, fan mail.
Let's go. We have fan mail. And if you're interested in sending us fan mail, reach out to us. We will drop you our address, which might be terrifying.
That's a little terrifying.
A little scary, but I'm willing to take the chance. Anyways, I mean, show up at my house. Good luck. bears and deers and raccoons and things. We have a box that we're going to open. We're going to let you guys know what it is as we go through. So we're going to have to use very descriptive words. I hope you're ready for the oohs and ahs. I can't wait. Or terror screams. We're not sure what's in it. But we did get instructions. So, Miss Danielle.
Yes.
Do you want to read the instructions for us for this unboxing?
Which sounds scary.
Sorry.
It does sound a little scary. But maybe we'll learn a little bit more with this little letter. So it is addressed to all three of us, to be opened by all three of us, is what it says. Dear Some Say I'm Gifted ladies, congrats on an amazing podcast. Enclosed in this box, you will find things that are experiments, samples, and things I know you might like. It's up to you to decide who gets what, and no fighting, LOL. Just a little appreciation for the great message you are passing along, and keep that light high up where everybody can see it and wonder enough to listen to your podcast to find out why that light is so bright. Much love, the Buckeye Gypsies.
Okay, before we go any further, experiment. I am covered in cold chills. Is Frankenstein in there?
Nope. Possibly.
I mean, that box isn't that big. If it's inflatable, I mean, I think we could take it out. Secondly, I like the Reiki reference. And anybody that's a Reiki master or teacher, they'll get that reference in there. And I'm not going to point it out. But I like it. Mm-hmm. Don't you guys?
Mm-hmm. Nice little subtle hint.
So, if we... I mean, we don't have a measuring tape, but how big is the box?
I would say 8 inches by 8 inches.
Let me tell you, man, right now, you're going to want to date this woman, okay? Because she is...
Maybe 6 or 7.
You ever been fishing?
6 and 8 inches.
I'm going to say 5 by 4, but you know you got your thing going.
Oh, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Nah, 5 by 4.
Ooh. I'm pretty good at dimensions.
Had a lot of men lie.
Yes, you have, honey. I'm so sorry. Oh, boy. Okay. It's a cube, right?
It is a cube box. It is a cube-shaped box.
Okay, so let's ever so slowly and sultry, Alice.
Open my 8-inch box.
That is... God help her. What is that? It's the cat.
It is a hot pad.
Oh my God.
Ingredients, intention, and love all needed to make good or make cooking magical.
Oh, that's cool, but that's not a hot pad. That is a oven mitt. That's what we call it.
What's the difference between a hot pad and an oven mitt?
Midwest and Southern.
Well, they're from the Midwest, so.
Yeah.
It's a hot pad.
I bet they say oven mitt. Well, it's really cute.
It's beautiful. It's very cute. Oh, there's three of them.
Perfect. Oh, yeah, so we all
no
got one.
No fighting.
Oh. And what does it say again?
Ingredient inside of a heart on a white hot pad or oven mitt. It
Jesus,
says ingredients, intentions, love, all needed to make cooking magic.
Aww. That's so cool because we talk about that so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay. What's next?
There's a lot of good things I peeked. Okay.
See, I knew it. She took this box from me because she's a turd.
She's like, I need to.
I like to peek. Okay. We got a t-shirt. I can't even see it because I'm facing it towards our camera.
Oh my
so.
Gosh.
Is it beautiful. Awesome and amazing?
It is really cool. Okay. I think it's probably going to go home with me.
Ooh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fighting. Why did you only put one? You're incentivizing
fighting.
Well, they're
prototypes because I think we might start carrying merchandise.
What?
I let that cat out of the bag. Meow.
The print on this is really, really good. Like, feel this.
That's the same kind of... Remember, we were talking about that print earlier. That's what this is.
That's a perfect... Yeah. It's not going to, like, scratch off. It doesn't... Like, I have a couple t-shirts that have, like, a film over them, but it's like it makes a sound. Yeah. And
Danielle, you have to feel this.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh. So, for those of you that are listening, it is, like, tie-dye mushroom, like... It's got some moons on it and stars. It's beautiful.
It's definitely AI. I love AI generated art. I think it's really cool. I mean, I love regular art too, but I just think it's a different way to look at it. So awesome.
It's beautiful.
The mushrooms are great. Okay.
Okay, guys. So we've got, next up is some coasters with our logo on them.
What? This is awesome.
Car coasters.
Oh my God.
Oh. She's Oprah in us. You get a coaster. You get a coaster. This is so cool. I like it.
Wow, they're beautiful.
I love
they
it.
They feel so nice and
I
soft.
I want the more of it.
Thank you.
They do feel soft.
I'm so excited to put that in my car.
Yes. That's amazing. And what a universal little gift.
You know?
I know. We love them. As Tessa
sorry.
Puts.
I'm putting it on my nose. Can we make earrings out of it? Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Good. Okay. Next up, we have some 3D printed... Sea turtles. I think I know who these might belong to. I think these might be for our resident sea life lover.
Oh, you know I think so too. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow, 3D printed sea turtles. There's baby sea turtles and a mama sea turtle. Look at how cute.
Oh, the turtles.
So cute.
How cute.
We love it. And when we get stickers, I'm going to put some stickers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next we've got... I'm not sure if these are keychains.
Well, let's open them and find out. Okay. You're killing us. You're the one with the box.
I'm sorry. I'm going too slow. I think they are keychains. They're like 3D printed little skulls on wire keychains.
Awesome.
They're so cool.
Gosh, look how cool it is.
She just chucking at me. I bet they glow in the dark.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
Stop.
Look at that.
They probably need a charge.
Hands got too many holes in them.
I think they need a charge if they do.
Charge?
Oh, you mean charge like... Charge in the sunlight.
Yeah.
Like other things that need to charge in the sunlight.
I don't think charge. I just like... Because you can use fluorescent light. Okay.
Wow, we love that.
This is so much fun.
It's so cool. Love all these things. Ooh. What do we got here?
I think it's like a potion bottle. With dice in it.
I wonder who that goes to.
I was thinking it goes to me. As a love. It's like a 3D printed.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's a little cap. It actually fits.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's do like, not let my boys hear that. They'll be in here like, that's mine.
What? That's so cool. Such a pretty color. It's like,
I know. It's iridescent. Yeah. Like, changes from purple to blue.
Wow.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
This is so much fun.
This is so cool. And then I got...
Oh my gosh. I do know that the dragon, I was told about the dragon and the mushrooms. That makes any sense.
It's got a little pet dragon, 3D printed.
I feel like he might should be our mascot.
Ooh, let's go.
For a later episode.
Okay, okay.
Incredible.
Thank you, Buckeye Gypsies.
Yes, thank you. They're amazing things. Cannot wait to use my little car coaster. I'm excited.
I know, and the turtles. You know what, my little sister, Chaney. She called turtles turters.
Turters?
Mm-hmm. I got thrown out of TCBY yogurt one time.
Oh, God. You got through?
Yeah. Because I walked in. We were at this, like, TCBY. You know what TCBY is, right?
No.
So it's a yogurt. You know what TCBY is?
It's like frozen yogurt, right?
Frozen yogurt, right? Yeah. Before, like, all the Froyos and all that. Like
the kiwi yogurts. It was, like, the original.
Okay. So we walk in to... I was in college. It was my brother, me, and some of our friends from a Christian camp we worked at. I got around. Anyways, we walk in, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's get ice cream. We were all excited. And I said, turter tracks? I think I'll have turter tracks. And then I guess it was the manager working. They were like, we don't call it that. I was like, call it what? They were like, you said turter tracks. And I went, yeah, that's what I want. And he said, we think you're making fun of me. I said, I think you're making fun of the way I speak. And they're like, you can't say turter tracks. I was like, turter tracks, turter tracks, turter tracks. So they were like, we're going to ask you to leave. I was like, because I said turter tracks? And they're like, the other customer's in here. And I looked around. The only people in there were me and my friends. So, yeah.
Turter tracks.
Turter tracks, man.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I mean. I feel like the little tracks they make in the sand kind of look like little turtle tracks, you know?
Yeah. I think it really upset because one of my friends was like, well, it does look like some poop marks.
Like,
but yeah, it is interesting. Okay.
Anyway,
we have more things, more important things. Don't talk about these peasant things anymore to talk about. And one of those is, what do we bring into our home? We do. We do. But I want us to look at it in a we think about things spiritually, right? But what I want us to think about is if we're going to Lululemon, right? And we're buying things. We bring that into our home. Okay, let me go back. Do you guys know why Lululemon was named Lululemon? This has been talked about on a lot of podcasts.
I don't know anything about Lululemon.
Do you have any Lululemon?
I don't have any Lululemon.
It's stupid expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard the store. Like, you walk in and the cheapest thing's like $100-something.
Okay, so there is an outlet in Pigeon Forge, a Lululemon outlet. Even on, like, 75% off, out of stock, clearance, still about $100 for a pair of leggings.
Crazy.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Airy... offline leggings, you can't beat those to me. Talking about the one with the pockets in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had, oh my God, Morgan, I'm telling you, I'm like, tomorrow when we go to the gym, I will have on those leggings. Like, they are my favorite. They got tummy control. I'm short and I don't have to like roll them up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because like my leggings will come all the way down to here.
Yeah. And they're like butter.
They're so soft. They're like, but, and the coolest thing is, iPhones are not small. there's a pocket at the top of the waist in the back. You could put a whole iPhone in, and it's completely encased. And then there's two more, like, on the sides, but in the back. But not on the sides. You know what I mean? Like, really? Yeah. They'll hold it in place. The offline, it sounds like an ad, doesn't it? Have you had the offline bras that, you know, there's like the bra skirt with a short combo? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So FabFitFun, I got one in it. And I was like, I've got not humongous boobs, but bigger boobs. And I was like, there's no way that that's going to work. It is like, it was so good. I went to Aerie and bought another one. And it's like, so it's got a bra in it, but it's got a tank top over it. So you can wear that with a pair of pants. It's cause it's like, it's a longer one, but it holds you up and it's like, it's great,
but it's not uncomfortable.
No. And it's not compression.
Yeah.
So that with the legging, oh my God, it's great. I think those leggings are what, like 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah. Max
tops.
Right.
And they're killer. I tried on a pair of Lululemon. No. So, the reason I picked Lululemon is the owner of Lululemon did not, this is his thing, not mine, he did not like Asian people. And he knew that Asian people had hard times saying L's, so he named it Lululemon because they couldn't say it.
Oh my God.
What an asshole.
Yeah, so when you buy Lululemon and you bring it into your home, what are you bringing with it? That's what I want to talk about. What do stores put out for consumers, and what are you bringing? What are you really bringing home? Because we were gifted wonderful things, and I want to talk about how we feel about brands and things like that. Hey, and if you love Lululemon, it's all you, baby. I don't care. I'm not being mean. I'm just asking. Let's talk about it metaphysically. Let's talk about it spiritually. What are we bringing home with us, right?
Yeah. Let's think about.
Yeah.
Do things change once you bring things home?
Yeah.
Do you feel a little different? Is there some, like,
absolutely
shift, you know? Yeah. Oh, it's fascinating.
So, if you are a big Lululemon fan, right, you guys are like, whatever. I've been in the store. I just want to see what the hype is about. I still don't get it.
I don't either. They're regular clothes, right?
Like, they're, it's not. It's athleisure, right?
It's like athletic leisure wear, but it's just the name. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
It's literally just a name. It made a name for itself. People think if they have the brand, it's like...
Well, you know, now they're going after Costco. They're suing Costco. Did you know that?
Lululemon?
Yes, because it's the same fabric and the same design. I mean, how many designs can you have of leggings, right? Like, it's just pants, right?
Right.
Honestly, if I was somebody that invented long johns, I'd be pissed because it's the same. So, Lululemon is suing Costco because it's the same everything. It's just got Costco's name on it.
Because they think they're special.
Yes. So, let's say a product is founded by someone, like a company is founded by somebody that doesn't like a certain race. Right? Mm-hmm. Where do we go from there? If you're bringing that into your home, so let's go a little bit deeper on this, okay? What is the target market for Lululemon? Anybody?
White women.
Young women.
White women.
Maybe, but young women.
Young, impressionable women.
Yeah.
Give me an age.
Well, I will say that my cousin, she likes Lululemon, and she's 15.
Okay.
That's the only person I know that buys Lululemon, so I don't know.
Okay. I would say that you're absolutely right. 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you ever been around a bunch of 12 to 18 year olds?
Not all at once.
I have, and I will tell you, talk about being judged. That's middle school and high school.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like energy draws energy, right?
Judgment. Yeah, judging.
Judging, rude.
Tattiness.
Like nitpicky and what is it? Clicky, you know what I mean?
Like, you're only allowed in my little circle.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So we're thinking about this, right? So let's think about other things. What are things that you bring into your home? Do you feel a difference with them?
I would say we have a lot of farmers markets near us.
Yeah.
And there are there are some farmers markets that I meet the people that grow the food, like tomatoes, peaches, mm-hmm. cucumbers, all that good stuff. And I have noticed a difference in just bringing them home and like interacting with those people and how I feel preparing the food and eating the food. There is a difference because there's an energy I feel like that comes about with some people that might be a little more like negative or just, I don't know, judgy. And like I've bought like tomatoes from them, and then I've bought tomatoes from like a local farmers market that's right like next door to us, and the energy there is just a lot brighter, happier, and I feel like it correlates to like how the food is grown and how it feels when you.
Yeah, I was going to talk about food, and I really thought you were going to talk about tuna and salmon, because like when things are inhumanely caught,
I mean that
you
too.
Can taste it.
You can even taste the difference, I feel like, from the different charter boats and, like, the captains of the yes. charter boats that take people out yes. to catch the fish. I know that sounds so weird, but
no.
There's a very big difference in how they fillet the fish yes. versus how other people fillet the fish. Yeah, there's a difference.
So, my whole life growing up, we always had tuna fish salad. Like, that was, if my mom didn't know what to make, it was, like, either hot dogs or tuna fish with macaroni. Like, that was a thing, right? Mm-hmm. I love tuna fish. I could eat all day long. And when I was, I mean, probably the last few years, I've had a hard time eating it because it just tastes weird. And I've always been, not chicken of the sea, but what's the other one? You can tuna piano, but you can't tuna fish. It's got a fish on it that wears a top hat. You know, or like
Starkist.
A little hat. Starkist, yeah. And it was really odd, right? Like, I was at Aldi's. And I had noticed the last time I was at Walmart and bought tuna fish, the Starkist or Starfish, whatever it is, brand, it was like 79 cents for a little can. And they used to be like 50 cents, yeah. right? And I was at Aldi's and they had whatever Aldi's brand is of tuna fish in water. I don't do the in oil. I'm not judging, but it was the best damn tuna I've had in a long time. And I was like, and even my husband was like, this tuna is amazing. And, like, I was eating like crazy, and I looked, and it said, caught and treated humanely. And I went,
ooh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Makes a difference.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you talk about salmon, how much you love it.
Oh, I love salmon.
So, there's salmon farms where they even inject their food with dyes. Yeah. So, the salmon more meat pink. Looks pink.
Yep.
And I know this sounds weird, but I found that out, and I was like, it doesn't faze me. And then after I had gastric bypass, I cannot stomach it. Mm-hmm. And no pun intended, like, we were smoking trout or salmon all the time, and we were just olive oil, salt, and pepper, smoker. And then we would take that, my husband and I, like, especially if we didn't have the kids, we would put it on a big tray, we would take it upstairs with warm naan bread, and we would rip it off and eat it. And he would say it's like a Jesus meal. Like, it's very Mediterranean. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so good. I could do the trout, but I cannot do the salmon now since I've had the surgery. It's like my body's like, no.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
And I don't necessarily miss it, but it's just an odd thing. And then I found, because we were getting all of our salmon from this one place. I don't want to say where it's at because whatever. And I found out they were one of the biggest ones of injecting dyes into the farms. And so
I get my salmon from Aldi's.
Do you?
I love Aldi's. It's my favorite.
I do too.
Yep.
Their frozen shrimp, popcorn shrimp, is the bomb. Yeah. I don't know if you've had it.
I have not.
My kids and my stepchildren were like, oh, God, this is amazing.
Ooh,
it's really cheap too. I encourage you to try. So we've got food. We know that, right? But what are there other, like, do you guys, and this is just us talking, do you guys research your brands before you bring them home?
No, I am not an informed consumer. Yeah. I do not research.
Guys, I'm going to lean in.
Oh, boy.
She's not an informed anything.
Yep.
Okay? We had a major hurricane come through North Carolina and East Tennessee, and I called and said, hey, you ready for the hurricane? What hurricane? I live in North Carolina, nowhere near the coast. I was like, yeah, but it's like got a direct beeline for your house. No, it doesn't. Morgan, did you get any hurricane?
Not that I knew about till I walked out and saw that the park was flooded. Like, if I kept walking, I'd go underwater flooded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Didn't know about some other things.
Did you hear about Iran getting bombed? Okay.
No. No, I didn't.
Yes.
Thanks for telling me, Tess.
I'm just saying.
I still wouldn't know if you hadn't told me.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to encourage
I've not heard it anywhere else.
I'm going to encourage this. Every town has a local news station, whether you like them or not, I don't care. Download the app, keep it on your phone, and you don't have to watch the news, but it'll say, notification, do not go to this part of town, there's an open schooner, okay? Hey, this road's closed because a hurricane came through and knocked it out. A few weeks ago, here, we had really intense, I mean, I'm talking so much rain that whatever. They had just repaired a road and it washed it off the side of the damn mountain. People were on the road when it got washed off. It was a horrible thing, right? Did you hear about the floods in Texas?
No.
Morgan, no. So am I shocked that she is a informed consumer? No. But I think it's, you know, we're to a point where we kind of need to know these things.
You're not wrong. A little informed.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. I, too, don't do a whole lot of research.
Really?
I don't do a whole lot of research. Now, if I'm buying things locally, that's different because I have to, like, walk in a store and, like, feel it out, right? Mm. But if I'm buying things, like, online, I don't know. I guess it depends on what it is. Like, if I'm buying, like, I don't know, like, herbs or supplements or something like that, like, I'll probably look into it. But if clothes is probably not as much.
Really?
Yeah, which is fascinating.
I love so many of the things that come from Shein, but I won't order from there because it's the way it's made.
Yeah.
So do you guys remember The Big Help? Probably not. So Nickelodeon, back in the day, I grew up learning about hippies and how they protested and sit-ins and all that and how they were going to change the world, right? Mm-hmm. there was a thing called The Big Help, and you could call in and you could volunteer time and you could do this, and I had these books and I made my family recycle and we were going to save the world. And believe it or not, I have bukus of reusable grocery bags that I use on a regular basis, and then my husband runs out of bags to take his lunch to work in, and he's like, we need more grocery bags, you know, whatever. I've bought the man lunch boxes, but he doesn't want to carry them. That's stupid. I'm not a kid, you know. Anyways, I'm big into knowing what you're working with because it will change things for your life. You know, it'll change the way your kids feel about things. Like, my youngest loves fish sticks. I make sure to buy the Gordons because that's humanely caught. It's not, you know. I think a few years ago they got in trouble. Like, when I was a kid, Food Lion got in trouble for selling the wrong kind of meat with hamburger.
I don't feel like there's supposed to be a lot of options.
I don't know. It's like Mad Cow. So to this day, it's really hard for me to buy food from Food Lion.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
That's terrible.
But I remember, like, anyways. So doing research on things, to me, it's not like I have to, but it's like, there's a brand of crawfish that I can get at Walmart that every time I eat it, I get sick as a dog. And it's not because it's not cooked. I mean, y'all, we ate crawfish the other night. It's not because it's not cooked. It's because that in between, I know why. I don't want to say why, but I can't do that. I would say it's inhumanely. They're treated inhumane. Which I know people are like, well, hell, they're crawfish. You got to boil them anyways. You know, they're dead. But that's not the same as, like, farmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So, is there a particular store you're like, I can't even go in there? Or even, like I said, I can't. Shein, whatever. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. I just, no. I don't, uh-uh. And I know there's somebody probably listening like, do you wear Nikes? Because those are, you know what? I don't know what it is about every, I've probably owned maybe 3-4 pairs of Nikes my entire life. And I don't know. I've never had that. It doesn't affect me. Does that make, like, I can't do Shein. I've tried to buy. I've bought clothes and I just end up sending them back. Mm-hmm. Like, the feel of them, I can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you guys have that? And that's what started it for me. Like, why do I feel weird when I eat this? Why do I not, like, you know what I'm saying?
There are, I'm trying to think of something specific like that, and I can't find something specific, but, like, when I go to a mall, sometimes I'll walk in front of the store, and there'll be something, like, that I want in the store. Like, there's some, it's a hippie store that I kind of like, or a perfume that smells really good, and it's just kind of drawing me in. But then when I get there, I'm just like, nope, and I just keep going. More of like a, just nope.
Bad vibes.
Yeah, bad vibes.
Okay. So,
but even though they have like things that I would normally want, I have just like been like, nope, not happening, not going in there.
That's how it started with me. And I was like, I need to know why. Mm-hmm. Is it just my like gifts going, this is a bad idea? Or is it like, why am I feeling this way? What is the cause of this? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I had to research. I had to go deeper. I like talking about Lululemon because I think every girl nowadays has at least one pair of leggings. And if they don't, let me know what you're wearing, you know, because I get tired of wearing leggings too. Not really. But I'd like to know, like, and Lululemon is a thing right now, you know. I just think it's interesting to step back and see. So we've talked about food. We've talked about clothing. What about furniture? Do y'all do any research on furniture or anything like that?
All my furniture comes from thrift stores.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have any fresh furniture.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except the mattress. Mattresses have to be new.
She's lying!
There's the one thing. It's like, I have looked into a little bit of furniture,
yeah.
Like Overstock, Wayfair, like stuff like
yeah.
that. I have done some research on that.
Wayfair freaks me out.
Wayfair is one of those, I don't know if it's the commercials or what these days, but
do you not know the backstory on Wayfair?
I remember you and your mom freaking out about
mom,
it.
Mom, because she ordered from Wayfair all the time.
Okay, so tell me why it's wonky, because I'm like, wonky, but fill me in.
They were shipping children. Now, this is, we don't know for a fact, but this is kind of what came out, right, Morgan?
Yep.
So mom had a Wayfair, like, credit card. Like, she would order from Wayfair on the rate. You were there right after she ordered the purple couches.
Purple couch.
So when mom got diagnosed with cancer, she had ordered these really beautiful velvet. Oh, God, with the wooden legs. It's like modern.
Missionary.
What?
Missionary.
That's a sex position.
I know it's a sex position, but it's also a style of furniture.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
is.
Mid-century.
My whole parents' house.
It's mid-century. I'm gonna Google mid-century. Okay,
I gotta know. We need the audience input on this
too. Oh my God,
do you have missionary furniture in your house? Please let us know. I'd love to know. Mission style furniture, also known as craftsman or arts and crafts.
Yes,
furniture.
It's mid-century. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay. I don't know if it's missionary.
I don't think that's a thing.
I mean, I think it's a different thing.
It's a sex position.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just... No, yep, okay.
Okay, look. See the legs on the tables.
Okay.
And the chairs.
Gotcha. I don't have my glasses, but it's okay.
That's what it...
So that's what the purple couch was.
So there was a love seat and a couch, and they came in, like, really little boxes, and Chuck and I came up and put them together for her. And they were beautiful. And me and Morgan and Katie down. Mom had cancer. She came in to give massages to all of us, to mom. And I think I got one. And mom was like, let me, you know, we're sitting. And Morgan was like, I love this couch. She was like, yeah, we got it from Wayfair. No sooner than mom said that, there was like a news story drop and everybody's phone starts going off. And it was like Wayfair was part of a sex trafficking. They were sending kids in boxes. And we all just like... Morgan and I were sitting on the same little couch together, and we just were like, yeah, yeah. We're just like getting up.
Getting off the couch.
Like, that's not, they didn't do that to my couch. There's no way. We know.
Not a casting couch.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, Wayfair is wonky. And I mean, apparently they like, I don't know if they, I'm not being mean, but I don't know if they, like, Epstein listed it
and just made everybody think it was okay. But it was definitely
a scandal.
It was a scandal.
I was going to say, so how has it not been canceled?
It was for a while.
Okay.
And then, like, Kelly Clarkson really brought it back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's, like, the face of it now. Like
the spokesperson for it.
That. Yeah. But it was Kelly Clarkson before Ozempic and Mounjaro.
Yes.
Before she, you know, like, when she was heavier.
I didn't know that she...
Do you know why they do that? Because they think that people think that consumers think that people that are more overweight are more trustworthy. You all never looked into any marketing or anything, have you? Holy crap. I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, so I, like, was taught this stuff at a young age.
Like, this target marketing was, like...
Yeah.
I didn't know. No.
Jesus, y'all. Come on.
I should probably know all of this.
Yeah, but, I mean, I kind of grew up with a family of, like, conspiracy theorists of both, like... Both left and right, Democrat and Republican, you know. So it's definitely weird.
I will say, if I get like a used piece of furniture off of Facebook Marketplace or something, I can usually like tell like who's owned it before. If I don't meet that person, or like what kind of like energy comes with it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain.
What thrifted items you're bringing in.
When's the last time y'all were at my house?
Yeah, in February.
You need to come to my house. Before y'all leave, y'all need to come by. I've changed some things, and I've gotten some new pieces of furniture. And since I've got those pieces of furniture, they're nothing humongous. It's kind of changed the whole flow of my house. It's really neat, I think, but whatever. Anyways, so I do a lot of thrifting, too. Clothes, all that stuff. And, you know, we have kind of a rule. We leave it outside, blah, blah, blah. Now, if it's clothing, I'll wash it immediately. And, you know, every once in a while there'll be something that I don't wash, but it's because you can feel the energy. But usually I wash it. Furniture, I have to let it sit outside for like 24 hours, 48 hours. You know what I mean? And I anoint it because things do carry energy. But it's different, like, when you have certain companies. Loungefly. You know what Loungefly is? Have you seen those backpacks that are like Disney or Harry Potter, and they're like leather? That's Loungefly.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So I have a Loungefly purse that I got for one of my birthdays. My husband got for me, and it's Alice in Wonderland, but it looks like a vintage metal lunchbox. I love it. But it's the Disney,
yeah.
And it, like, you unzip it and it looks like a lunchbox, and it's got it's so cute.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything bad about Loungefly, and the energy it puts off is inner child. Do you know what I mean? So, like, it's a wonderful, happy...
Yeah.
Like, I love it, you know? There are... So, there was a weird conspiracy. Do y'all know what FUBU is? Mm-hmm. There's a weird... FUBU is a brand of clothing. How would you define that?
I don't know. I feel like you just have to kind of see, like, what they sell.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looking at FUBU clothing.
Not just footwear, they had the clothes, right?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, like grungy.
No,
well, like it's not skater, but it's like,
no, it's like rapper.
Yeah,
wear.
Alternative. Not even alternative, no.
No.
Do you know what FUBU stands for? Mm-hmm. For us, by us.
Oh.
It was not made for white people.
No.
Oh.
Okay. But you know who wore it? White people. Interesting, isn't it?
Fascinating.
So I think it's important to know what you're putting on your chest, what you're wearing, what you're consuming, whether it's music, entertainment, you know, things like that. And I will say that, like, when I'm watching some of those shows that have a lot of drama in it, like 90 Day Fiancé, do y'all watch that? Have you been watching The Hunt for Love?
I have not. Is it? Oh, God.
It gets me a little mad because they just talk to certain people. They don't talk to everybody. It's weird.
I don't like that.
You got to watch it, though, because it's got a lot of 90 Day people on it.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, sometimes when I'm watching some of these shows, I'll be like, ready to fight, like argue with people. Not like fist fight, but like, oh, really? You want to start some shit? You know what I mean? But you got to be careful with that. And that's how I feel. So let's say you had a business, which we all are entrepreneurs. When you make a product or you release a product, do you put intent into it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. She is alive.
Tell us more.
I make flaxseed warmers that I use on my clients. And when I use them, my clients fall in love with them and they ask about them. And then I'm like, oh, and I sell them.
You? What are they?
Flaxseed warmers.
What is that?
Flaxseed warmers.
Flaxseed warmers.
Okay.
Yes. They're little cloth
bags.
Cloth bags. And I make them in different sizes and shapes and everything. And you put flaxseed in them, and I put lavender petals in them, and oil, and prayer, and intention, and love. And then I sew them up, and I sell them. And you pop them in the microwave, or like I put them in my towel warmer at work, and I give them to clients, and they have a nice little heat pack that they can put on their neck or their back or wherever they just need some.
Danielle, have you received one of these?
I don't have one of those.
It's so weird. I don't either.
Really? Interesting.
You'd have thought we'd have been in a damn sisterhood over here or some shit.
You would have thought, but that's okay. We're not that special. It's
so
fine.
Here's my thought to you. If you're doing things like this, what makes you think that people aren't putting their intent into it?
Yeah.
I think the biggest brand you can see that with, and I'm not saying this because I'm wanting to like repeat and repeat, is Lululemon.
Yes. Just looking at the clothes and like.
And like knowing the age range of people.
Yeah. And who wears them and how they act and all that. That's very interesting.
I really am curious about other brands. So like if you guys have something, please, please, please let me know. Because like.
Knowledge. Yeah. Like knowledge is power, right? Yeah. So yeah. Other brands, people will say like Nikes are made inhumanely because they like sweatshops, mm-hmm. You know, American Apparel.
Yeah.
You remember the purple zip hoodie, American Apparel? It was all made inhumanely. But in America.
In America.
Yeah. In America. Made in like sweatshops in America in LA.
Yep.
But everybody had to have, especially if you were a scene kid. Oh my God. You had to have the purple hoodie, zip hoodie, which looked exactly like the ones you got at Walmart, but you had to have the American Apparel that was like $7,500 more.
Right. It had to have the logo on it for it to
like. Where was the logo? That's the thing.
Well.
You didn't really know.
That's true.
You didn't really know.
But somehow.
Yeah.
You could tell if it wasn't the off-brand one. But at the same time, I feel like that's the other thing. It's all about the logo. It's not even about the clothes.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, do you remember like 2BBB? Like the BB shirts?
Yes.
I feel like if you had those, you were like a cool girl. Like you were in, right? But like they sold the same thing at Limited 2 and like Walmart and like all those other places.
Yeah.
But because it had like the logo on it, like you had the Puma or like the Nike stripe or whatever, but really, I mean, are they that much different than like regular sneakers or regular shirts or that you can get at like Kohl's or whatever? No, but I feel like it's all about the logo. But why? You know, people just like catch on to these things.
Yeah, but here, so some of it is better quality. Like we were talking the other day about like Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
I have a comforter that was my father's that I can't find. And it's literally, if you lay on my bed and you rub my comforter, you'll feel like where I've sewed it a bazillion and a half times. Because like you can't find, and it's lasted a million years.
Yeah.
And like, there's some things like we even said Birkenstocks, right?
Yeah.
If they're taken care of and they don't get wet. I mean, everybody, there's always defective things. So somebody don't come at me, but sometimes higher quality products are made better quality, like whatever. But at the same time, it's about what you prefer and what you can handle.
Right. And also the intent that's being put in.
Yeah. Like what? See, some people be like, I can't believe. And I'm like, I can handle that intent. You know, like it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would love to know if there's different things that you can wear or you can't, or things that bug you or not. I also would like to know your favorite brands. We should do a whole like.
For real.
So we have a little bit of time, right? We have like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite brands out there? You know the sweatshirts that are like rough on the inside, but they're like super soft on the outside? They usually have like a, I'll wear, like I got one for my birthday and it's a Jaguar one. It's a hoodie. And I ordered it thinking I was my old size.
So it hangs off me, and I just had a birthday, so I just got it. But it's super soft, and it looks aged. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's so soft on the outside, and the inside's rough. Not like super rough.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Like, I love that. It's not like a brand. It's just the fabric.
I think I have a sweatshirt you gave me that's like that.
Yeah, and it said, like, Los Angeles on it or something. Yeah.
So this shirt I have on, I had to look up the name of it, but this is called Ghost Cowboy Company, and it's mm-hmm. by a young girl. I think she's out of Massachusetts, but I follow her on Instagram, and I really like her clothes and her clothing, because she does a lot of like mermaid like themed things, but I feel like when I find those graphic shirts that I like, and then I look at the creator, and they're like a small like locally run business out of wherever, I look at their feed and like see what they're about and like what they talk about. And I really like her. So she's one of the brands that I will probably continue to buy shirts from, because I like her stuff a lot. So Ghost Cowboy. Amazing.
Morgan, is there any particular?
No, I don't have any brands. I buy all my stuff used from the thrift store. I don't care what it is.
But you like Vans. You like Chacos.
Vans. Yep.
You like Birkenstocks.
Shoes. I'm really, really hard on shoes. So
yes, she is.
I need good shoes, so that, yeah, you're right, that is where I spend my money.
I wear all those brands too. I also wear I'm a sucker for Uggs, baby.
They're comfortable.
You've never worn them?
I've worn them.
You have?
Yep.
And you still make that face?
I just don't get
that real face. Uggs, not knockoff.
No, they were real Uggs. My dad bought me a pair when I was like 13.
And you didn't like them?
Whatever. I'm rough on shoes. I was rough on those shoes. I tore them up in like 4 months.
What the hell did you do to him?
I'm rough on shoes.
My pair lasted me like 8 years, and then the back started to rip after like 8 years, but they are so comfortable. I love those.
I looked up and got a pair to yard sale for $4 that had never been worn. They were the wrong size, and she lost the receipt.
Ouch. Oh my God, that's tragic.
Not for me. It's true. I have some luck with shoes at estate sales and yard sales, but I'm not like freaked out. I will wear them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll wear shoes.
And our thrift store, like the Goodwill here, it is killer.
It is.
I will get some stuff sometimes that, like, better let me tell you.
Find some gems in
that. Yeah. Goodwill. Chacos, Tevas. Mm-hmm.
I got my first pair of Chacos there.
Really?
I did. Yeah. I love them. They're awesome.
I've got a lot of pairs of Chacos from there. So we want to know what y'all's favorites are, if they're a go-to, or there's ones you'd completely avoid. Mm-hmm. No judgment. We're not being mean. We're just curious, and we like to talk to you guys. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube at Some Say I'm Gifted. You can get us at somesayimgifted@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook at Tess Raylene McKittrick. And we would love to hear from you guys. Like, subscribe, follow, share, hearts, love, peace, happiness. Candy bars, coconut filled donuts. I'm sorry. I'll stop now. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.